Good morning and welcome to Searching the Scriptures. I'm Eric Bennett, one of the ministers of the Pine Top Church of Christ. I'm so thankful that we can study God's Word together. Although we aren't face to face, we can still look to His written inspired Word to help us serve Him better in a multitude of different ways. It's our hope that we can learn more about our Lord and Savior and what He wants from us, and that we can share that with as many people as we can. We would encourage you to stay in touch with us via a number of different ways. One is by visiting our website at www.pinetopcoc.org or via email at pinetopchurchofchrist@gmail.com. That's all one word, pinetopchurchofchrist@gmail.com. Or if you're in the Lake Cumberland area of Kentucky, we'd invite you to services of the Pine Top Church of Christ at 1102 Pine Top Road in Russell Springs, Kentucky. Now, the times are a little bit different right now, but normally we meet for Bible class in the morning at 9 a.m. Central Time, followed by our worship service at 9:45, and then we meet again at Sunday evenings at 4:30. So this morning, I just want you to think about a time of peace, a time for rest, so that whatever may be burdening us can be relieved, or maybe at least lightened just a little bit. With that in mind, please let us take shelter in the peace of God and looking to His Word for the answers. Please turn with me to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. I'll give you just a second to turn there. But in John 14, starting in verse 1, the scripture says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Let not your heart be troubled. What a beautiful statement. And when we can focus on heaven and focus on Jesus, when we focus on God our Father, on that mansion over the hilltop, being here on earth, though, it isn't like that, right? It isn't as peaceful as all that. Sometimes it's hard for us to focus on those things, being physical like we are. We get caught up so very much on what's going on here and now and what's going on around us, and what's going on in the world and our community. Jesus is telling us, though, to believe in Him, that He has been the forerunner, He's cleared the path for us, and with that being said, knowing that Jesus is perfect nature, that He was without sin, even He Himself became troubled. So think about this. Jesus was perfect, without sin, but still He was troubled at times with the things that were happening in the world during His times. Remember when His friend Lazarus was dead? Turn back just a few chapters, if you're still there in John, to John chapter 11. John chapter 11, starting in verse 32. And we see Jesus here very sad about the death of His friend Lazarus. Verse 32, "Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, and saw Him, she fell down at His feet, saying unto Him, Lord, if Thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. And when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, He groaned in the spirit, and was troubled. And He said, Where have you laid Him? And they said to Him, Lord, come and see. And then famously in verse 35, Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold how He loved Him. And some of them said, Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore, again groaning in Himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it." And we know the remainder of that story, right? That Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. The point is, though, sometimes we come down on ourselves when we experience pain or suffering, or when we're troubled. Well, maybe we can think that we lack faith, that our faith isn't strong enough, or that stronger Christians don't experience these types of troubles. But Jesus, seeing other people's pain, feeling the pain at the loss of a friend, even knowing that He was going to raise him from the dead, was troubled. Twice it says that He groaned, and we all know that He wept, right? Did Jesus lack faith? Did He lack love, compassion, belief? No! He was human just as we are. He knows our pain. He knows our suffering. That's why His words have that much more weight when He says, "Let not your hearts be troubled." Look back in John chapter 14 and verse 15. John 14 and verse 15. Verse simply says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And then going on to verse 27, just down just a little bit to verse 27 in John chapter 14. says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Jesus drives this point home yet again in the book of John, chapter 16. Look with me in John 16 and verse 33. John 16, verse 33. "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." I've got a couple of illustrations that I think may be applied to what we've learned today and from our studies in the past. These may or may not be beneficial to you, but I hope that they are. In the first situation or illustration, you're seated at a school desk and the teacher announces, "It's time for the big test." The papers are handed out and the teacher announces that you're allowed to look to the left or to the right for help. Wow, I wish my teacher had done that. But you're allowed to look either to the left or to the right for help. On the left, you have a very smart student. And on the right, you have the answer key to the test. Which way are you going to look? You're going to look to the answer key, right? I would hope so. God's Word, the Bible, is our answer key. It holds the answer to everything we could ever hope for. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 tells us just that. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. It says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." The world is like that smart person to our left. They're full of good ideas. Most of the time, they're right. But more importantly, sometimes they're wrong. Something that we can't depend on to be perfect for each and every situation. Maybe you've been distressed by the things that are going on around you and you're looking for the answers. Look to God's Word. Study it on your own. Ask a friend to study with you. Email us or contact us. We'll study with you. Those answers are waiting there in God's Word. Maybe you are a Christian. You've been struggling with these things as well. The things that you see happening in your community or on the news, and you become troubled. And you try to be a help. You try to look for a solution. Knowing that we're still troubled, that we're still human, we can still become troubled, though, and affected by those things that are happening around us, right? We're just like anyone else. It can affect us and trouble us. Even Jesus was troubled by different things. Look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 9 beginning. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9 beginning. It says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." Think about it. Are we peacemakers? Are we the ones that are helping things, or are we making things worse? My second illustration or analogy is for us to be a Tums, not a Mento. Be a Tums, not a Mento. We all know that the Tums are those things that you take when your belly's hurting. Why? Because they work by removing the acid from our stomach, thus calming everything down. And isn't that a great thing? Think about when your stomach's hurting, that Tums, and makes everything just calm and feel much better, right? On the other hand, you've seen the Mentos, right? If you add them to a Coke or a Diet Coke, they cause a huge reaction in which the Coke erupts and it goes everywhere. And very rarely does that cause anything good to happen. So if you're doing that, kids, if you're trying that at home, make sure you got a parent with you. But we need to be a Tums, not a Mento. We need to be the ones calming things down, pointing people to the right things, and not adding to the excitement and destruction that causes all this damage and hurt. Matthew 7 and verse 12 says, "Therefore all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets." Right? We've heard that, right? Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. We've heard that our whole life. And it sounds so easy when you read it, or when you say it, and we know that's God's will for us, but putting it into practice can be so much harder to do sometimes, right? Are there things that we're doing, you know, that Jesus would not be happy with? Look at how Jesus treated people and how he wants us to treat people, right? And then think about how he was treated by many people. and maybe even how we treat Him sometimes when we commit sin and go against His will. We're blessed to have a Lord and Savior who knows exactly what we're going through because He experienced it here on earth, right? He experienced it firsthand. He was here on earth. He knew the temptation. He knew the sorrow. He knew being tired. He knew being rejected. He knew that there was sin in the world and there were sinners. And these people led to His death. And He still loved and He gave His life for all of us that are sinners, both then and now, right? Jesus knew peace was awaiting for Him, right? If He obeyed His Father's will, which He did, right? He was described in Isaiah as the Prince of Peace. And on the cross, when He knew that He had done all that He could, look what He says. Look with me in John chapter 19. John chapter 19, starting in verse 28. Jesus on the cross, suffering for sins of others and sins of ours. In verse 28, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the Scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put upon it hyssop and put it to His mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, He said, it is finished. He bowed His head and He gave up the ghost. As you listen to the lesson today, it's my hope that you can find peace. But more importantly, it's God's hope that you find peace through Jesus and in doing what He would have you do, right? And this is not just a peace here on earth. This is everlasting peace. You need to obey His will for you. Hear and study God's Word. Believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Confess that belief to the world. Scream it from the mountaintops. Tell everybody you know. Repent, turn from your sins, trying to do better, knowing that we all do fall short and commit sin, but repenting of those sins, then being baptized into Jesus' death and arising a new creature, right? Trying your best to help other people, other brothers and sisters in Christ be faithful unto death. If you ever have any questions about today's lesson or lessons from the past, we'd love to hear from you. The easiest way is to contact us via email at pinetopchurchofchrist@gmail.com. I want to thank you so very much for tuning in today, and until next time, have a blessed day.